Alaska Airlines has several routes nicknamed the Milk Run, but they all mean the same thing, short hop flights between several communities. These routes bring in groceries, cargo, and passengers to the Panhandle and send out the region's bountiful seafood catch. The route also was the first training flight Anderson did with the airline back in 1992.
Of course, the real hook the first time is the challenge of flying into these airports with the weather and the terrain and the short runways. It was very rewarding and challenging flying.
Anderson had the chops for this kind of challenge. He grew up in Albuquerque and earned his private pilot's license at age 15. He joined the Air Force, where he flew big tactical airlift planes, C-130 Hercules aircraft, which required landing short on remote runways. In 1992, he left the Air Force for the job with Alaska Airlines, starting as a flight engineer on 727s. He soon upgraded to the co-pilot's seat and was working on 737s by the mid-1990s. He also was an engineer for the airline and helped improve navigational support for the flights.
I was part of a group of people in the mid-1990s that brought into Alaska Airlines and then eventually what became the global standard for the advanced navigation platforms that we use to get into airports like Petersburg, that kind of fundamentally changed our ability to operate with vastly increased safety and efficiency.
Anderson was promoted to captain with the airline in 2000 and then instructor in 2003. In that job, he was several layers removed from the line pilots who fly daily airline routes. He was responsible for hiring and training some of the airline's top-level instructors. During his career, Anderson estimates he's probably been on tens of thousands of flights. His experience and that of countless commercial and local pilots before him make up manuals for flying the Milk Run.
For instance, we know that if you're going into Petersburg, you know, you don't want to come down the narrows with a strong, you know, on the approach to landing to the east, because the turbulence is really bad down there. We have wind limitations in Wrangell and very extensive wind limitations in Juneau and even wind limitations in Petersburg based on the direction and velocity of the winds because of that very local microclimatology.
The Milk Run route is well known for its short, bumpy flights, hard landings, and notoriously bad weather of the southeast rainforest, but it was also Anderson's choice for his last flights.
A lot of folks, you know, their final flight, they'll take the family to Maui and come back, you know, one leg, into Maui or something like that. And I always wanted to do the Milk Run. And so I had the great privilege on Monday of Tuesday, did five legs up to Anchorage, and then Tuesday, five legs back down to Seattle. And it was just the best day. It was pretty windy across southeast, really windy in Ketchikan, and it was a good workout. It was just fantastic. And flying our visual routes between Petersburg and Wrangell down, it's just so beautiful, and it was just such a wonderful capstone to my career.
Anderson is excited to spend some more time with his wife, a retired flight attendant, and other family members. That's something a flight instructor and pilot misses out on during a long career, but he also looks back fondly with the life it gave his family.
There's an opportunity to know a different world and see the world and travel. And my young daughter, she still tells as an adult, and it's fun to watch her when I'm with her. She's with her boyfriend and friends, and she'll start talking about being a little girl and flying with Daddy on the Milk Run. Because in the summer, she would fly the Milk Run with me and stay on a layover in Anchorage and come back. And we'd get off at every station. I'd show her the big bear or wolf or whatever is in the lobby and take her out on the ramp and say, okay, here's Wrangell. Okay, here's Petersburg. Here's Ketchikan. And it's a great joy when your adult children tell their friends about their childhood, and that's a theme of it.
Flying isn't all in the past for Anderson. He can still give tips to his grandson, who's working to be a pilot, and he plans to return to Alaska. Officially, Anderson's last day on the job was flying from Seattle to Phoenix on April 29th. From there, he headed to his retirement home in Surprise, Arizona. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.